Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, the last couple days, we've been looking at various passages of Scripture that describe the difficult times that we can go through when we serve the Lord. There's times, certainly, of blessing, and times of growth, and times of provision, and times of advancement, and all our times basically are in thy hand. I shared that, Psalm 31 and 5. God has planned our lives in advance. He knows the things that He has desired for us, and He opens the door. And we just, our position, our place is to listen to Him and be guided by Him as far as every important decision, even the small ones that don't seem that important, that there's repercussions and ramifications of them. Ecclesiastes 3 and 1 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. And we go through times of trouble in this life, times of need, times of temptation, at times more than others. Sometimes there's seasons of blessing, seasons of refreshing. And if you walk with the Lord any length of time, you know that is to be true. You can look back at times when there were, it seemed, relatively few battles. We're never completely free of warfare, but God knows exactly what to bring to us, because if we have asked to be like Jesus, to be like our Lord and Savior, then we will go through the things that, to some extent, tailored to our lives and God's purposes, His plan for our lives. Jesus was willing, He learned obedience by the things He suffered. And even though He was without sin, yet we also are called to walk that same path. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow Me. A cross is something that is not pleasant. It is heavy. It is something we'd rather not have or core through or carry. But in order to be like Jesus, because you see, heaven is going to be a place where there's absolutely no evil, there's no sin, there's no darkness, there's perfect understanding, perfect love, perfect comprehension in terms of God and His ways, and it is the heart of man can even, this side of heaven, even understand or experience the fullness of the goodness that God has laid up for those who love Him. But in this time, regardless of how long we live, we are in a series of tests, of growth, of seeking understanding and learning about the ways of God and the will of God. Jesus knew there He didn't have to go to the cross, but He was willing to do it. In fact, at the last moment, He was saying, can we figure some other way out, Lord? Let this cup pass from Me. Nevertheless, not My will, not what I want, but what You desire. He was our example for us. And so if you're going through some really difficult times right now, the Lord knows and understands. Keep holding on to His hand. Don't give up. And what is the proper response? So as I closed yesterday's broadcast, I shared some beautiful passages in Psalm 77. And if you didn't have an opportunity to listen, I invite you to read that psalm. But Asaph says, this is my infirmity. This is where I'm at. He's describing, you know, he's calling to the Lord. He's seemingly getting no answer. This is where I'm at, God. I'm calling out to You, but this is what I'm going to do. I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. What does that mean? He's remembering the answers to prayer. He's remembering the blessings. He's remembering the favors of God, the goodness of God, the mercies of God. And so what is the answer? no matter what, if you're in temptation or trial or testing or a time of need or trouble, there's one answer. Keep trusting God. Hallelujah. In fact, as we look at the book of Job, you know, I frequently said Job is my hero because he went through so much, and yet he held on to his integrity. He knew he had not turned away from God, and yet his friends were there accusing him. And let me just say, sometimes the greatest trials that we go through are not just the difficulties, the pain, the lack of understanding in difficult times, but sometimes those that we would depend on the most to be a source of comfort and strength to us, whether it's family or loved ones or friends, associates, people in the church family, sometimes we seem to stand alone. And what do we do at times like that? We still have to hold on to God. Job said, "Yea, though God slay me, regardless of what I'm going to go through, I'm going to trust God." You know, there's no way around it. No amount of strong, valiant faith is going to deliver you from a life that is free from trials and trouble. I remember a dear sister once I was blessed to be an associate with at a period of time in my life. She wouldn't read the book of Job, and I thought she was just being funny. She was absolutely serious. She wouldn't read it. However, beloved, regardless of what our response is to the book of Job, it's in the Bible, and it's there for a reason. And, you know, as we read chapter 11 of Hebrews, what is the faith chapter? Of all the great heroes of the faith, they subdued kingdoms, shut the mouth of lions, all these wonderful things. Do you know God is still adding to the book of Hebrews? No, it's not written down anywhere on this earth, but the books and annals of heaven record your acts of faith. God is still adding to it. And he's having the angels keep track of all the times you stood faithful to the Lord when your heart was breaking. Sometimes, as we read the Word of God, it's easy to pass over phrases that actually reveal quite a bit of the reality of what the lesson is that God wants us to learn. And there's a couple examples. For in 2 Timothy, these letters that the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy were probably the last that he wrote before he was executed. But he said in 2 Timothy, the first chapter, verse 15, he's speaking now in a very fatherly way because Timothy was indeed his son in the faith. "This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me." And he mentions a couple specific men by name. But just think, in retrospect, most of the New Testament that we hold in our hands are the result of the faithfulness, the obedience of the Apostle Paul, writing down the truths that the Holy Spirit revealed to him. And then later further in that book of 2 Timothy, he goes on to say in verse 16, he says, "At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever." And that's true for each one of us. But do you realize what he was saying? This great man of God, in the final moments of his life, the final hours of his life, he basically not just felt, but what truly was abandoned by those who should have stood with him to at least support him. And so if you're going through a time where you feel abandoned by friends or even family, just know that you're going through some of the deepest and most important lessons that we can learn, that our trust cannot be in the arm of flesh, our hope, even though we love and we need to manifest the love of Jesus, that Jesus alone is our Savior and Lord. That's what Jesus was trying to say. If any man love father, mother more than me, he's not worthy of me. Now, was he saying that he, in fact, the word used was hate. He wasn't saying to literally hate, but by a comparison in terms of our devotion to Christ, that needs to be the most important thing in our lives. And if we make that so, then at least as far as the balance on our side, the credit that we hold in terms of our heart attitude, we are doing that which is right before the Lord, and God will be pleased with our actions, though everyone turns away. And because of Paul being in prison, he knew what was coming. He knew that he was going to lay down his life for the cause of Christ. And yet he was basically abandoned by those who should have stood with him. So, beloved, take heart from the scripture that if you're going through a time where you've been deeply hurt by in a relationship, perhaps, that know that others have walked that way before you and that you're willing to trust the Lord. And he's going to bring you that peace that passes all understanding in spite of the battles. Father, grant it so in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, my time is just about gone, and we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I have more scriptures to share. And I pray that if you're going through a difficult time and you need the support of agreeing prayer, please note the contact information that the announcer will give, and I will personally pray for you and read your letter, send back whatever message of encouragement and inspiration that I feel God would be a blessing in your particular situation. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.